Hello and welcome to The Game, the Random Wrestling Reviews Round Robin continues. This is the eighth matchup in the Round Robin in total, and as we record this, only four episodes have aired, so we're quite a long way behind in terms of how many episodes we've got. And as a consequence of that, that's allowed me to use a quiz that's already been done but has yet to be released. So Old Man and Matt, who are our contestants today, have no idea what this is or how it works. So that's pretty cool. What I can also do is reveal to them where the leaderboard sits. Since Matt, you haven't had a match since match three. You competed in the first three matches. Remind me of what your record was in those matches for me.
Fuck off. Not yes, great.
No, that's right. You lost all three of them. And this is your final match in the round robin. So you are playing for pride today, Matt.
Wow.
You've got nothing else to play for. So, you know.
I'm so lucky.
You should embrace it. In the meantime, Old Man has won one and lost one. He's faced Stephen and Tom, beat Stephen, the big pre-Round Robin favourite, but then dropped a clanger to Tom. And that meant that Tom has finished with two wins and two losses. He's already finished all of his Round Robin matches.
I feel very much like I'm Apollo Creed to Rocky here, in that I'm a very, very, very big favourite. I feel like Matt's been training hard and he's run up some steps and he's going to take me to the limit, but I'll still beat him. And then someone called Adrian will shout for him, possibly Adrian Edmondson, not sure. But yeah, it'll be good. It's good. It's going to be a good show. I know that much.
Well, we'll find out soon whether Matt is Rocky Balboa or Spider Rico. One or the other, I imagine.
I was just thinking like unannounced local jobber gets squashed type vibe. Hopefully not, though.
Old Man needs to win this, by the way, to keep himself in the tournament, in with a chance of winning the tournament. Alex,
it's more than pride for me then, because I get to kick Old Man's ass out.
Well, there you go. So you can still impact the end of this round robin. Alex, meanwhile, remains undefeated. He's 1-2 from two. So currently leading, but he hasn't faced Stephen and hasn't faced Sam, who are the two big kind of contenders with him. Because, as I said, this is your last match and Tom's already finished his matches. Now, Tom and Alex did this quiz, I think in match six, they did this quiz. The end score was Tom 74, Alex 75. It was incredibly close. It was about as tense as Old Man, your match with Stephen was, which was incredible. Similar sort of vibe. And it is naming of Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame members.
Ooh.
But as always, there is a twist on that. So there is a waiting for these points, okay? And that waiting is that for a regular male inductee, you get 1 point. For a regular female inductee, you get 2 points. For a team or a group of some kind, you get 3 points. For a celebrity inductee, you get 4 points. For a legacy inductee, you get 5 points. And for a Warrior Award winner, you get 6 points. So it pays to get team, celebrities, legacy, and warrior inductees. And that's where we are, and that's where we go. I'm going to very soon start the timer. Before I do that, I will let our audience know, because I often forget, that even though I do give these guys 20 minutes, it won't feel like 20 minutes and it won't be 20 minutes on the final edit, because I edit a load of silence out because there's a lot of thinking time that goes into this. So it won't quite feel like 20 minutes, but it is, I promise you, 20 minutes. We're going to start, given that you're bottom of the table at the moment, Matt, we're going to start with you. Off we go.
Right. I'm going to try and come out swinging for this then. Connor the Crusher McCulloch.
Correct. That is going to be a 6 point start for Matt.
The Four Horsemen.
I love the conservative beginning there for Old Man. Four Horsemen is correct. 3 points for you.
Sue Hutchinson.
Oh, God.
I cannot give you that because that's not her name.
Oh, fuck, I know what it is!
D-Generation X. Break correct. It down.
Correct, Sam.
Do I take a gamble and try and guess her name right the second time? Oh, fuck it, roll the dice. Is it Sue Hutchison?
No, no.
Ah, then I'm fucked.
Is it Sue Hutchison?
Oh, no.
God, I fucking know it is. The ultimate warrior.
I was going to say, this is the most anyone's ever fought over a one answer and got it wrong so many times. Ultimate Warrior is correct. You get 1 point, Matt.
The Von Erichs.
Correct. That is another 3 points. Sam, playing it very coolly here.
Cyndi Lauper.
Incorrect.
What? She got inducted?
No, I'll tell you what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Wendy Richter.
Wendy Richter's correct. I could have sworn Cyndi got inducted.
I will afterwards look it up and then, you know, I'll give you the points if it was right.
You're going to have to give me the points because I'm convinced that she got it.
Oh, we'll look it up afterwards, so no problem.
Why can I not think of people? Why am I just totally blanking now?
Two answers in.
I know, I'm going to be fucked. Harlem Heat.
Yes, that's correct. Harlem Heat.
Oh, okay, Booker T then.
Oh, piss off.
Well, that's all right, because, Matt, that's only 1 point, whereas Harlem Heat was 3 points.
I know, it's just personal. Just being a dick. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
1 point.
The Dudley Boys.
Yep, that's another 3 points. Oh, man, knocking out the teams very nicely here.
Here we go then. Have we had these, the Fabulous Freebirds?
Nope. Points.
The Heart Foundation.
Correct. 3 points.
I'm not going to risk that because I don't think we've had them, but I'll go Shawn Michaels.
Yes, Shawn Michaels is correct. 1 point.
The Midnight Express.
Is incorrect.
Mark Henry.
I didn't think that would let Matt in, even though it should absolutely have let him in. That's correct, Matt.
The Rock and Roll Express.
There you go. That's what I was expecting from Matt, but didn't come.
Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter.
Getting a lot of the 1-pointers. You are aware that you only get 1 point for a regular male inductee.
I know. I'm just trying to think of any just to keep the scores going. I'm too nervous to take a risk now.
The Bushwhackers.
Correct. That is another 3 points for Sam. He is now 7 points ahead.
Donald Trump.
Yes. As a celebrity, which is 4 points. So back in it.
Oh, I'll be honest. The dog barked when you said about celebrity, so I didn't hear how many points. So we'll go Kid Rock.
Yes, correct.
Drew Barrymore. It's not Drew Barrymore. Fuck. I take that back. I know who it is. I take it back. Do I get it? Do I fucking get to take it back or not?
No, you do not get to take it back. It's old man's turn.
I'm not going to take it. Pete Rose?
Pete Rose is correct.
Drew Carey.
Yes. Well done, Matt. Second time.
Okay. Sandman?
Wow. No. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think I lost my mind.
The Iron Sheik.
1 point.
Jerry Jarrett.
No.
I'm fucking this up. And he just said Drew Barrymore. Fucking hell.
Tori Wilson.
Correct. 2 points.
Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes. Correct. 1 point.
Trish Stratus.
For the women. And that is paying off big time because that means he goes 1 point in the lead.
How'd you get more for women?
Regular female inductee. That's usually Matt's thing, not listening.
Yeah. Lita.
Yes, that is correct. 2 points.
Stacey Keibler.
Correct. 2 points. Bitch. He's talking about old man, not Stacey Keibler.
Freaky. Mae Young.
Mae Young is correct. The advantage is being traded back and forth at the moment.
The Fabulous Moolah.
Yep, correct. 2 points.
TikTok.
Right.
Time is starting to come against you now, Ivan.
I'll go Ball Nakano. I've gone, mate. I've gone to pieces.
His head's gone.
Since Drew Barrymore.
It was all a tactic from Matt's perspective. Yeah.
I did it deliberately. Molly Holly.
Molly Holly is correct. Another 2 points.
That's good. Oh, Victoria.
He is correct. Is correct. There is no Victoria.
Oh. Yeah, famously not in it. Fucking hell. I'm starting to run out of names already. The Funk Brothers.
That's a 3-pointer.
God damn it.
It's taking quite a lead now, actually.
Okay. Demolition?
Nope.
No.
Don't even have to look.
No.
Hulk Hogan.
There you go. Playing it safe. He's, finally, I think Matt has figured out the tactics of this thing. Magnificent to watch.
Just get a point on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. The NWO.
Correct. That is 3 points.
That's a good one. Mick Foley.
Yes. Foley's correct. That is 1 point. I can reveal that there's still three teams or groups. There are a bunch of Warrior Award winners, a load of Legacy Award winners, and a couple, 3 or 4 celebrities and same sort of amount of females.
Mad Dog Vachon.
Mad Dog Vachon is correct, but he's just a regular. 1 point.
I'm trying to think of some of the celebrity ones. Fuck it again, I'll play it safe for a minute. Bruno Sammartino.
1 point.
Can't remember.
Just over halfway now into the 10 minutes. Gap is 5 points.
Okay. We need some answers. I'll go Farouk.
Yes, Ron Simmons is there. 1 point.
William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, he's pulled one out. That's a 4-pointer.
Okay.
So Matt's turned up, finally.
Yeah.
Four games in, he's turned up.
That damn ceremony in the middle of Mania with a do-do-do-do. It's finally stuck in my head.
Eddie Graham.
Yes. 1 point.
Of course, because it's the Eddie Graham double E. Why, is his son in there, I think?
Yeah, Mike Graham, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that one, old man. Eddie Guerrero.
Yep, that's correct. 1 point.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Hang on, mate.
Come on, mate.
Sorry.
Control and F.
I know, it's not working today very well. Honky Tonk Man is correct.
Paul Orndorff.
Correct. 1 point.
That's Mr. Iderful, as Tom thought it was.
Why has he got Mr. Iderful written on his hair?
I'll go Dusty Rhodes.
Give me home. Dusty Rhodes. Correct.
I'm starting to sweat a bit, but you know.
That's what old man's hoping for.
Andre the Giant.
Correct. The first inductee. 1 point.
Pat Patterson.
Correct. 1 point. Still lots. The Briscoes.
Oh, you fucking.
Great answer, Matt. 3 points. The gap, I can tell you, I can exclusively reveal at this point, is 10 points. Old man needs some snookers.
Okay. Well, I really put the pressure on myself here. Goldberg.
It's like, I've got nothing, I'll just go for Goldberg then. Cool, 1 point.
Do you know what? I think I can afford to take a bit of a gamble at this point.
Oh, I love it.
Sable?
No.
Fuck. What the fuck are they playing at? Come on.
Right. Legion of Doom? No, well, Legion of Doom slash Road Warriors.
Yeah, I'll give it you. 3 points, big one. That is, there's only two teams left, so I wouldn't necessarily concentrate your thoughts on that. Maybe celebrities, females, and legacy is where the money's at. And Warrior Awards, maybe, who knows?
Rocky Johnson.
Correct.
Let's go Smart Casual, Tony Atlas.
That would be great ring name, Smart Casual.
Coco Beware.
Yep, correct.
Edge.
Correct.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Correct. There is less than 5 minutes left.
Let's take a chance. The British Bulldogs?
Afraid not.
No, I didn't think so. Hey, you got to live though, haven't you?
7 points the gap.
Oh, I had a name in my head then. Fuck. Psycho Sid Vicious, whatever name you want to give him.
Nope.
Shit. No, I'm grasping. No shit.
Here we go. Antonio Inoki.
Oh, 1 point. I thought that might be a big one, but it's not. Just 1 point.
I don't know the name of this one specifically, and I don't know if the name is actually known, so I don't know if this counts, but Vince McMahon's limo driver.
No, you got to give me the name. I'm not. Not
is he not in there as Vince McMahon's limousine driver?
No. It's got a name.
Who the fuck knows it?
Well, not you, apparently. I know it, but you don't know it, apparently.
Bob Barker.
Maybe, no.
What?
No.
Did he induct someone?
No, he's a guest host. Ooh, Mr. T.
He's correct.
Oh, no. I've got me old white men confused.
Yeah.
That's not going to come to me. Bobby Heenan.
The gap is now 9 points, and there's less than 2.5 minutes left.
Fucking hell, man.
Gene Okerlund.
Correct.
How many do you get for celebrities?
4.
Okay.
5 for legacy, 6 for warrior. He's trying to control the dog. It's not easy trying to concentrate whilst the dog's going mad.
That little prick who was in 35, whose dad was a bad guy. Oh no, we had that, I think, didn't we?
I don't know what you're talking about.
King Kong Bundy. Fucking hell.
No.
Is he not?
No.
I thought he was inducted. His son looked just like him.
No.
Bobby the Brain Heathen.
No, that's been said.
How's it? I missed that. Do I get another go?
You get another go.
Then Jim Ross.
1 point.
Jerry Lawler.
Yep. 1 point.
Jacqueline.
Oh, he's even getting the remaining females now.
That's excellent. Ivory.
Yes. You're not far, Matt, you're not far off the points that Tom and Alex scored here.
Like I said, I know I'm getting nervous now.
Sorry, you'd find me, you won it.
No, I don't know, I'm really grasping here.
You've got 10 points.
Has anybody said The Undertaker yet?
Nope.
And The Undertaker it is.
1 point.
Okay.
Listeners are going to be screaming names out, being like, why the fuck can't I come up with this one?
Yeah.
Still been my finest run, to be honest.
I am going to have to call time on you there as well, I'm afraid.
That's that is all right.
The end of the quiz. Matt has won by 11 points.
Well done, Matt.
Seven points.
You were in that.
7 points off of Alex in the end, and 6 off of Tom, obviously, and 4 being 1 point apart. But yeah, Matt 68, Sam's 57. A very disappointing performance, old man.
Yeah, really, really poor. The trouble is, I got my head rammed so far in getting the teams that I couldn't get the head out. Who's The old guy.
Bob Uecker.
Ah!
Who the fuck is Sue, whatever her name is?
Sue Aitchison. Oh, no H. Aitchison. So, let's go through the warrant.
Hang on. I don't think it wouldn't have made a difference to score. I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
You said Aitchison.
Did I?
Specifically.
Someone listened to the tape in the background.
In fact, Cyndi Lauper. WWE Hall of Fame. Ah, you bitch.
Sorry,
I told you. I told you she wasn't in there. You just listen to me. I don't make it up.
She was there for something.
No, well, she wasn't in the Hall of Fame, so
no, she,
stop your foul whining.
She was there.
She did a speech.
To mock you. I think she might have inducted someone.
I can't. Her name doesn't appear on the Hall of Fame page other than as part of Captain Lou Albano's entry, which is because he was obviously, you know, part of her music videos. That's it. There's no other mention of Cyndi Lauper. In any way, it was part of the Hall of Fame.
She did a speech.
You're wrong. So just accept that you're wrong. Sit there in your wrongness and be wrong. All right. You won the quiz. Quit while you're ahead.
That's not important now.
So let's go through some of the answers you could have had. The Warrior Award winners. So admittedly, some of these are really hard. Joan London, Eric LeGrand, Rich Herring.
Who's the little kid?
Jarius J.J. Robertson. We discussed quite a lot of at length. Also, Tim White, old referee Tim White.
Yeah.
And two that probably should have got. Shad Gaspard. And Titus O'Neil. Should have got him.
Yeah.
The teams he didn't get were the Steiner brothers.
Oh.
And the Bella twins.
Oh, no.
I tell a lie. There were other teams, actually. I didn't see them. They are the Valiant brothers, which not easy to get. The Blackjacks and the Wild Samoans. All quite
the
old.
Blackjacks, motherfucker. That's what I was thinking.
Quite old tag teams. Then the women you didn't get. So we've got Sensational Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Shezza.
Sunny.
Oh, yeah. Sunstone.
Alundra Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
Blazy, fire.
Beth Phoenix.
Phoenix from the Flames.
And Queen Charmel.
Charmers.
Fucking hell.
Then the celebrities. As you said, old man, Bob Uecker, not Bob Barker. Very close. Mike Tyson.
Oh, prick.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Dead.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, come on!
Oh, what are you doing?
Then there was a whopping 36 legacy members that you did not get.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of one, and I'm going to cry when you say it, so carry on.
You probably won't get them. But anyway, Mildred Burke, Frank Gotch, George Hackenschmidt, Ed Strangler-Lewis, Pat O'Connor, Lou Thez, Sailor Art Thomas, Martin Burns, June Byers, Haystacks Calhoun, Judy Grable, Jerry Graham, Luther Lindsay, Toots Mont, Ricky Dozan, Bearcat Wright, Stan Stasiak, Lord Alfred Hayes, Boris Malenko, Jim Londis, Cora Combs, Sputnik Monroe, Rufus R. Jones, Dara Singh, Hiro Matsuda, El Santo, Bruiser Brody, Wahoo McDaniel, Luna Vachon, Special Delivery Jones, old recorded Delivery Jones.
Special Delivery.
Toru Tanaka, Primo Carnera, Joseph Cohen, Hisashi Shinma, Buddy Rose, and Jim Barnett.
Honestly, if I'd have had another 5 minutes, I would have got all of them.
It's just the way it goes, mate, sometimes, isn't it, eh? Just the way it goes. So, that is, well, unfortunately, old man, your chance of winning up in flames.
So he's happy then.
Well, you never know. In fairness, you never know. If you beat Alex, you definitely can't win because Stephen has got to play Alex. So one of them's going to win that. So, yeah.
What if they draw?
I don't know, to be honest. I think they'll still both be ahead of you, so I don't think it matters.
Rude.
And Matt, you got your victory. I'm pleased for you. I'm very pleased for you. But I am shocked. I'm shocked that old man has he shit the bed. Let's be honest, he shit the bed there.
Down but not out.
Yeah, we've still got, I think, two matches left in the round robin. It's Alex vs. Sam and Alex vs. Steven still to go. But right now, Matt and Tom's round robin journey is over, and Old Man will be looking to try and stop himself from finishing below Tom, because
absolutely,
there he is.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be the meat in a Matt and Tom sandwich.
No, I suggest that's probably a good idea. Also, he didn't say Bret Hart, which is strange. Or Shawn Michaels, I don't believe.
I said Shawn, didn't I?
No, you did get him. Sorry, I didn't. I missed that.
How come two dudes with attitude aren't in there?
Couldn't tell you, mate. That has been the game for another episode. We've got more the game still to come, as you said, and we will be reviewing something in the future, but I have no idea what it is, because this is going to go out in probably February or March of 2024, and we're recording it in 2023, so that kind of gives you some understanding of how far in advance we are with the game episodes at the moment. But until then, Matt, Old Man, thank you for your contributions today.
Thank you, and congratulations to Matt. He's got his little victory, hasn't he?
It's so bitter. So bitter.
Is it the Come Die With Me where that guy goes, "Congratulations, see, you won. Take your money." Or something like that.
Yeah, basically, take your money and get out of my house. Yeah.
You're a sad little woman.
Yeah, that's it. You've sabotaged my night so you can win. Oh, I can't. That's you, that is, Matt.
I will take the unexpected from behind victory.
Which is, let's be honest, that's what we'd all take in life.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.